3 years ago, the Obama administration released its National Ocean Policy Implementation Plan. In five sections, it puts action to the policy created in 2010. One of those five sections takes on the cross currents of the ocean economy. In Hawaii, the debate over the expansion of Papahānaumokuakea Marine National Monument brought the issue of ocean economy into the local and national story. Under Secretary of State for Economic Growth, Energy, and the Environment, Catherine Novelli is in Honolulu for the IUCN World Conservation Congress to talk about how ocean policy will promote economic growth. And she's in our studio this morning. Thank you so much. I know your schedule is quite packed.
Well, thank you. It's a delight to be here, and I'm happy to be here in between hurricanes in Hawaii.
Given the fact that you left one.
Right, exactly right.
The Ocean Policy Implementation Plan lists a host of actions that use, in the words of the plan, a common sense, science-based approach. Now, some of what we've experienced here with the argument over a Papahānaumokuakea pit, competing interests of commercial fishers against conservationists, and both used science in their arguments. How do you decide whose science is more accurate to safeguard that, you know, what you're trying to safeguard, the ocean, but also to make sure that those choices of whose science you pick, you know, doesn't simply justify a particular action item from the policy?
Well, I think we try to be very objective about the science. And I think I'd like to just take one step back, if I could, to talk about why do we even create marine protected areas in the first place. And it goes back to the ocean as an economic resource. And conservation of the ocean isn't just about preserving fish so tourists can look at them. It is a recognition that there is a commercial activity going on here and that we need to manage how fish are fished, as well as have areas where they can rejuvenate in order to make sure that we're going to have an adequate supply for both tourist basis but also for commercial basis for years to come. And, the science says that there should be about 10% of all ocean area preserved by marine protected areas, and we're only at 3 right now.
When you also talk about the argument of making sure that we have not just fish to look at, but especially to be able to eat, that argument is well understood in Hawaii. We love our fish, but the blue economy of the ocean, and having commercial fishers and their allies, including some chefs, who are still unhappy with the decision, as much as the supporters feel jubilant over it. How do you see any bridge of understanding of issues so diametrically opposed being reconciled?
Well, in actually making this decision and making all the decisions that we make about marine protected areas, we do extensive public consultations. And you're never going to make everybody completely happy with every decision. And it's really it's a hard decision to have to balance these interests, but I think we tried to make a good faith attempt to do that, and felt that the decision that the president made was the correct one. And I would say we also have to think about the future and what does this mean, us protecting this area for years to come, because fish don't just stay in a neat little boundary that's created by a marine protected area. So they're going to rejuvenate and then be able to swim elsewhere and be caught in places that are outside of that area. And it's really our job to make sure that this can be sustained both economically as well as from an environmental standpoint.
There's a line of thinking that says that, better data shared with everybody might make it a little bit easier to have everyone understand and maybe be able to avoid some of the arguments that we've seen. The implementation plan says it will provide greater accessibility to data and information to support, say, commercial markets and industries. How much of that new data is easily accessible? How much is yet to come online in creating systems that people can tap into and understand more readily when you talk about the science that you use to be able to make it easily accessible?
That is absolutely the goal, is to have everything be online so that everyone can see all of the arguments. That said, I would say that in my experience in working on these issues, even if everybody has all of the raw data in front of them, they may still differ on how they interpret it. But I absolutely think the most transparency, conversation, and consultation is the goal. And, you know, we are also looking at how can we make sure that those who are fishing legally are able to compete on a level playing field. And while I know that Hawaii doesn't really have a problem with illegal fishing, there is a huge problem in the Pacific with illegal fishing. And the United States actually imports 90% of all the seafood that we consume. And while our fishers are fishing legally, there's many who are not. So one of the other things that we've done is we are instituting a traceability program so that all fish that's landed from the sea, whether it's caught by our fishers or by foreign ones, has to be able to trace back where it was caught and that it was caught legally, where it was processed, if it was processed, so that we can see right there at the land that that fish that's coming into our commerce has been legally caught.
That sounds almost like the diamond market.
It is a similar kind of concept, and the idea being that we really need to create a disincentive for those who are fishing illegally, and we need to make sure that those who are following the rules have access to the markets.
When you go to the issue of those who follow the rules, clearly there are plenty of those who do not. And although we have our ocean policy and it has certain things set forth in it, how do you make everybody else come and play, too, seems to be the real bottom line of all of this, particularly when we hear about observers being disappeared, things that have happened that make it so difficult to make some of that traceability happen.
Yes. And so that is why we instituted actually a conference called the Our Ocean Conference, which is going to be held a week and a half from now. And we are gathering government leaders, heads of state, foreign ministers, the NGO community, scientists, to look at these kinds of issues, to get them all on board with the ideas that we need to preserve our ocean and preserve it at the same time as commercial interests need to also operate.
As always, I wish we had more time, but thank you so much for stopping in.
Thank you.
Catherine Novelli is the Undersecretary of State for Economic Growth, Energy, and the Environment. She leads the State Department's efforts to develop and implement policies of economic growth, energy, oceans, environmental, and science and technology.